Time for best 5 minutes of the day coming up on quarter to six. Good morning to Dr. Jason Cairns from Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you for the first time since breakfast 2 days ago. How was the rest of your weekend?
Yes. It was good. We celebrated Alex's birthday yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it was during the week last week and decided to go to Texas Roadhouse yesterday. Hmm. And so that was good and had a just a wonderful waitress over there. And it was a fun story. I said, you're the best waitress we've had in a long time. And she said, can I send my manager over and you'll tell him that? And I said, absolutely. So got to talk to the manager about it. And nice. Yeah, so good weekend otherwise. Yeah.
We celebrated Peggy's birthday by going to the Royal Buffet in Chippewa Falls. And wow, they've got a lot of food there. And you can eat as much as you want until your tummy says no more. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe even past that.
I mean, it was really... You know, it's amazing how you go from really feeling hungry to just going, it's full down there. So, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, we got we love our listeners and we love those who are part of and join us regularly for the best 5 minutes of the day. And dear friend Bob in Eau Claire loves books. I tell you what, he rivals you. And he loves to give books. And he left, I love it, like he left... four more books, two for each of us, on my front porch. I'll tell you what they were. But then he says, he's got a receipt. He says, the receipt enclosed is from the Bee's Knees gift shop in Two Harbors. What is that, Minnesota or Wisconsin? I don't even know. Two Harbors, Minnesota. Two Harbors, Minnesota. He says, perhaps ask the bee guy, that would be you, if he's been there or he heard of it. Unique gifts, have you?
I have not, although it sounds like it's a place that needs to be on my destinations in the future.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, though. You still have never visited the Bee in downtown Eau Claire. I mean, I wonder how long that thing's going to wait for you.
I have visited the Bee downtown.
You did?
I posted pictures of it. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
I posted pictures of it a couple weeks ago. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What
did
you think of it?
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure quite what to expect. But I love the way they kind of put a bunch of things together and painted it. I'd like to go when it's a little warmer. The day I went, it was kind of bitterly cold. I'm sure I'll be back.
So. He also, I don't know how I missed those. I mean, I'll have to scroll back and find that. Okay, we didn't talk about it
it's
at all.
It's a long way. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
He also asks, have you read David Brooks' book, The Second Mountain? I have not. Have you?
I have not.
Okay. Also, have we read any of Pat Williams' books? I've interviewed Pat on multiple occasions. He's a great guy. He worked in sports a long time. And he's even got a book about his love for reading, but he's written countless books. So,
yeah, again, I haven't.
Nothing. All right, the two books he gave us, Wrestling with My Thoughts, A Doctor with Severe Mental Illness Discovers Strength. It's described as heartbreaking but very powerful. And See No Stranger, A Memoir and Manifesto of Revolutionary Love. What do you think of those?
You know, I looked over the titles, I read the back covers on each of them, and they look just excellent. Hmm. I just want to express my sincere thanks to Bob. He knows my love language, and it was just a real real gift to have that. So
thanks so much.
It was really neat.
Yeah. All right, tell you what, let's dive in because we've missed a day or two here. Philippians 2:15 through 18, trucking through here.
Yeah, it says, live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then, on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. But I will rejoice, even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God, just like your faithful service is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share your joy.
All right, let's break down Philippians 2:15 through 18 and Jason's devotional commentary letters to the beloved. Instead, live toward the purity you see in the innocence of a young child. Sin damages the world, but because of my son's work, that brokenness is not who you are. You are a shining light. Let the beams of goodness burst forth from your life. What a great line. Do not be pulled down into the darkness. Invite those living in the gloom to come into the light. Keep remembering the gospel, which is true life, When my son returns, let him find you as hope's beacon. If you die waving a banner of hope, rejoice because it's my pleasure to welcome my saints into my presence. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think it's that idea of how do we live as beautiful representatives of love, beautiful representatives of the gospel of Jesus in the world. And, you know, it's, I think, a daily calling on us and really seek to do that.
I have already underlined, let the beams of goodness burst forth from your life and start it. So thank you for that contribution to my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's see, as I was going into church yesterday, a wonderful dear usher friend, Lloyd, he said, hey, enjoying you on the radio. And he said, and he just popped the question. He's like, how did you and your friend meet? And at first I didn't know exactly. And I'm like, oh, I think he means Jason and I. And I'm like, yeah. I think I apologize because my shallow answer was we've just known each other. But Lloyd tomorrow will answer on the radio how we met. Okay.
That, yeah, I think that's good. It's a fun story.
So. All right. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And we've got time for some great music and lyrics you can trust. How about new song, Rhythm of the World, on a Monday morning, helping you wake up on a 6 Below Monday? Listen, you don't want to go out there. I know. We're here to try to encourage you. Birthdays, who's got a birthday? 620, 6 Below, a Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. And we always check the listener line. First off, Keith in Owen says he really likes the First Things First from Consumed by Fire. Thanks, Keith. You kind of put me on to that one. Thank you, buddy. And Cliff in Spooner, good morning, Halvo. Yeah, tell you what, he's kind of the birthday king up there. He's on top of a couple more today. Birthday shout-outs to Joel Olson in Menominee and Twyla Bakken of Chippewa Falls. They start our birthdays today. And as we go to Facebook, learning about more birthdays on this Monday morning, if we can. We got it in Wisconsin Sports Nation. How about Marquette and UWM? They're faring very well in men's college hoops. But anyhow, Leslie Crabb with a birthday today. I saw a post. She had kind of a family gathering. There we go. The daughter-in-law of the late Larry Crabb. Anna Mae Glenn, happy birthday to her. Gabe Neitzel, sportscaster in Milwaukee. Sarah Lass, Kim Dorney, happy birthday, Kim. Michael Allen Sutherland and Benita Wagner for the birthday today. And she's got a birthday fundraiser for Hope Gospel Mission, trying to raise a couple hundred dollars. She's $85 on her way. All right. Also today, it is Gene Hackman. He's 93. Oh, what a great actor in so many fantastic movies. But one of the best has to be Hoosiers. He plays Coach Norman Dale of Hickory High School. And here is his inspirational speech before the game in the Indiana Regional Finals. Gene Hackman as Norman Dale. Give it a listen on his 93rd birthday.
It's a tradition in tournament play to not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you. I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners. Okay?
Norman Dale, head coach of Hickory High School. Great movie. Fantastic movie, Hoosiers. And that totally makes me want to go see it for sure. Again, Vanessa Redgrave, 86 today. Phil Collins, 72. Wayne Wilderson from Veep, 57. Actor Christian Bale, one of many who played Batman. He's 49. Olivia Colman, 49. Wilmer Valderrama from That 70s Show in the Ranch is 43. And Jake Thomas from Lizzie McGuire and Al is 33. Our promise of the day is from Matthew 13:43. At the end of the age, my righteous ones will shine like the sun in my kingdom. It's so good, it's worth repeating. And they got the sun shining there at 365promises.com and a devotion to go with it. At the end of the age, my righteous ones will shine like the sun in my kingdom. Hopefully you're shining bright for the Lord today and all week long. The WIB Wake Up Show, it's our usual weekend recap. And mine, Caleb, would be billed as Mark versus Food and Food One.
All right.
Yeah, Saturday, not one, but two breakfasts out. Our usual breakfast at Randy's with some friends on Saturday. Had the French toast, the pure maple syrup, the Randy's coffee. That was very good. But then another breakfast, my wife and I with another couple at the Nucleus on Water Street. It had been a long time since I'd been there. What a unique restaurant and so much good food. I went with the breakfast quesadilla. Excellent. And when I did hit the Y on Saturday afternoon, thankfully, the scale was not too rude to me. It was still the number 190 that I'd been at. But I'm not sure I'm still there this morning, Caleb, because after doing a basketball game at Hudson on Saturday night covering the Chi-High Boys, my wife's birthday lunch with the fam at the Royal Buffet in your home city of Chippewa Falls. Wow, they have so much food. And you go in hungry, but, you know, you pack away this and that, and then you go, I have reached maximum capacity. So all of that before a little bit of football yesterday, seeing the Eagles advance to the Super Bowl.
Well, so we had a game to cover on our sister station WOGO Friday night. So that led to a pretty late night and then a pretty early morning the next day, taking Cooper to Little Dribblers at the YMCA. Huh. So that's always a lot of fun, cool, seeing him progress and learn. And then after that, almost immediately, we headed up to Rice Lake. There was a church event, a ladies event. So my wife was there and I took the kids out. And I have to say, one of my favorite things as an adult is discount grocery shopping. I love getting deals on groceries, and so we had the opportunity to go up to Glacier Lakes Foods north of Rice Lake there and find some deals. So the kids and I did that. Kids were not as enthused as I was, but I had a great time. Found some deals, got 6 pounds of Hillshire Farm cheddar wurst, which I thought was awesome. Anyway, so did that on Saturday, spent some time with my family on Saturday, came back, prepared for the potluck at church. Well, Lindsay prepared for the potluck at church. I tried to help out folding some clothes and things like that on Saturday evening. Went right back to church on Sunday, fellowship there, potluck, and then watched some football, included some napping on Sunday afternoon because the first game was not terribly interesting, but enjoyed the Chiefs and the Bengals last night, and that kind of finished out the weekend.
There we go.
Hey, morning, Mark and Caleb. So joke for you from Keith. Hey, you know, I've heard that Humpty Dumpty had absolutely the worst winter, one disaster after another, which is unfortunate because he had such a great fall. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Thanks so much, Keith.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
I'm thinking about it, and it's challenging. It's our weekly homework, 3 jokes apiece. Here we go. Alvo and Caleb, the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb, I went grocery shopping this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, one item was so expensive, I had to get a home equity loan.
That's timely. That's timely. Well, we were out to eat over the weekend, and our waiter said, I see your glass is empty. Would you like another one? And I said, why would I want 2 empty glasses?
Very good. Very good. I know you're a fan of the British baking shows, or at least you have been a little bit. Here we go. Just more of an observation. British cooking shows, it's kind of like, tell us about this wee tart you've made. The crust is just lovely. American cooking shows, we've replaced your knives with Phillips head screwdrivers and released raccoons in the kitchen. The clock is set for 30 seconds. Please bake us peace in the Middle East.
Oh, very true. Well, how do 37 mathematicians board a bus with only 36 seats?
How?
They carry the one.
Math humor.
It's a math joke.
There we go.
All right.
Daring on your part.
Yes.
My final one this morning. You know, Lance is an uncommon name these days, but in medieval times, people were named Lance a lot.
Okay, I enjoyed that one. All right, one more for me. Let's go this one on Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. A man loses 3 fingers in a work accident. At the hospital, he asked the doctor, Doc, will I be able to drive with this hand? The doctor replies, maybe, but I wouldn't count on it.
Okay, there you go. Okay. Kind of exciting this morning, Caleb. Live taste test.
Yes, taste test time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks to our friends at Avenue Orchard. They actually have a test kitchen very close to your other job downtown Eau Claire.
Yeah.
And so this all worked out that we're trying a new, it's really kind of a Valentine's flavor or just in time for Valentine's Day of their newest jams and jellies. This is a jam.
Chocolate cherry jam. And Misty brought it by on Friday, and I made sure to get it here. So I tell you what, I had full potential of somehow forgetting it. So made sure to get it here. We've got it each spread out on a piece of bread here this morning.
All right. So it's chocolate and cherry jam, the latest creation from the Creation Kitchen at Avenue Orchard. Shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Very good.
I'm trying to not talk with my mouth full, but I will. Wow. So I get the cherry right away.
Right. I got
and
the
then
cherry
the chocolate
right
kind of comes afterward.
I agree with you on that.
But yeah, a very, very sweet cherry jam. We're having it on kind of some, I don't know, is whole wheat bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very good. I want to get another bite, but again, I don't want to...
No, it's fantastic.
...speak with my mouth full too much on the ear. But very sweet, but not overwhelmingly sweet. Not like a sickly sweet, just a really nice sweet. You get all the cherries and then kind of the cocoa, the chocolate comes in afterward. That would be fantastic. I'm thinking like an English muffin or bagels as well, too. Very, very good. Or, man, something special for the kids' PB&J's Valentine's week as well. Well done.
Yeah,
Avenue
absolutely.
Orchard, as usual.
I'm
the
with
chocolate
you.
And cherry jam.
It is, you get the cherry initially, but that chocolate kind of underneath, kind of the back, the support, but mixed together, outstanding. You put this on a PBJ, like you said. Just enjoying this on a piece of bread. Fantastic. So another... double thumbs up to Avenue Orchard for the chocolate cherry jam.
Thanks for talking so I could get another bite in there. I was saying, oh, I'm going to wait until afterward. No, I had to get another one. Very, very good. Wow, brand new. And we're honored to be the taste testers as they roll this one out. Chocolate and cherry jam from Avenue Orchard. Go get it. Again, they're open 2 to 6 today. Their winter hours, so Saturdays, Sundays, Mondays, 2 to 6. So just south of Eau Claire, they're on 53 Avenue Orchard. Chocolate cherry jam. Love it.
As you're putting your Valentine's package together, include that. All right. So Valentine's Day, a couple weeks away on February 14th. And so something that Jessica Murphy offers up in the Sunday Observer, I believe out of London, is some things that men should never say to a woman.
So a lot of times when we're coming up toward Valentine's, it's here's all the things you should do, which is all well and good.
Yeah.
But sometimes we need to look at the flip side of the coin and say, here's things you shouldn't do Valentine's or any other time of the year.
I think there's some good advice. First of all, Jessica says, don't say to her, what did you do to your hair? Yeah, she says, unless we've cut our own hair, this is not common. Someone else did something to our hair. It wasn't us. And most likely we've gone to a lot of trouble and expense for it. I like your new haircut is infinitely better and shows you're paying attention.
And she also says, yeah, better than just saying you look different, right? Things you should never say to a woman, according to author Jessica Murphy. They both look the same to me. She says, we understand you care a lot less than we do about the outfits or the registry dishware. We're asking you to compare, but they can't possibly look exactly the same, can they? So give us something, anything. We're trying to communicate.
There we go. Another thing you should never say to a woman, according to Jessica Murphy, relax. This generally creates the exact opposite effect you're shooting for. When you say relax, what women hear, she says, is that you think that they're being irrational over nothing and that makes them do anything but relax.
Other things you should never say to a woman, according to author Jessica Murphy, don't say, I've got it all under control, because maybe you don't. Maybe we're trying to help you, she says. And maybe refrain from those famous last words of, I've got it all under control.
Yeah, another one is, never say to a woman, you're being emotional. In the heat of the moment, this may be true, says Jessica, but unless you want your partner to become more emotional or get angry, you're better off keeping this observation to yourself.
Here's another minefield things you should never say to a woman. Don't say you're acting just like your mother / my mother or some other female. They're all problematic, she says. Just don't play that comparison game.
And finally, something you should never say to a woman. Don't say to her, you really think you should be eating that. That's a no-no.
Just don't.
Jessica says, yes, she should be eating it, even if she's told you she's giving it up.
Something you could say to her, have you heard the new Colton Dixon remix of Build a Boat on WWIB? It features Gabby Barrett. That's something you could say. That sounds safe.